Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hi, it's Sally. Thanks for joining us. Here's some highlights from today's show.
So this new research says that the middle child is the one that's in trouble all the time. I always thought it was the baby of the family. Maybe that's because I was the baby of the family. And I was always in trouble.
Could be.
But they're saying now it's the middle child. I'm totally blown away by this. Is this really true? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Family Life Radio, good morning. What's on your mind?
So I'm the youngest of seven, and my second oldest is a sister, and she did not get in trouble the most. She probably was pretty straight and narrow, but then 3, 4, and 5 were the troublemakers.
Wow.
And when I was little, if something broke, my dad would line us all up if nobody fessed up to it, and he'd ask the oldest one, "Did you do it?" And they'd say no, and he'd give them a spank and then send them out of the room. And he'd go all the way down the line until he got to me, and he'd say, "Did you do it?" And I'd say no, and he'd say, "Well, I know you didn't do it," and I wouldn't get a spanking.
What? He would just spank every kid?
Wow.
Yeah.
But you were the golden child.
Yeah, so I'm the one that got away with everything.
So is this sort of like, you know, when you have a group setting and in school, someone was in trouble, so the whole class gets in trouble?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Or like on a sports team, when somebody messes up, everybody does the push-ups.
Everyone takes a lap. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my siblings didn't know this until we were grown up, and I told them that, and they were so mad. Because they always left the room. They never knew I didn't get a spanking.
Oh, no!
Oh, right!
You shouldn't have said anything. Oh, now you're the despised
right?
one.
Right?
Narc. Oh, yeah.
Finding out interesting information that the middle child is the child that gets in trouble all the time. I was under the false impression it was the baby of the family that got in trouble all the time. Because that's what I was.
I think you were just trouble, period.
That's true. My mother and the principal were on a first name basis.
Oh, yeah, there.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Shirley, your son. Oh, well, thank you, Brenda. What did he do again?
Mark is with us. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I'm the middle child.
Oh, you are the middle child.
Yes, always in trouble.
You were always in trouble. Okay, so this is holding true.
Yes, it is. But I thank God that I was the middle child because that's how I found him.
By getting in trouble?
Yep. Eventually, I said, "I can't do this no more."
Yeah.
Show me the truth, Lord. And the Lord showed me the truth and set me free.
Well, that is one thing that is true about getting in trouble a lot. Depending on the degree of it, it can turn you towards God as you realize your way isn't cutting it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Amen to that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened to me.
And what I did was I started reading the Bible, and I was reading the Bible like 3 or 4 hours a day, maybe more. I was just into it every day, because I was in jail. And after the amount of time, like maybe 30 days of it, I was just on a whole nother high. I was so full of the Spirit that it's almost unexplainable.
That's awesome.
Oh, it was.
So you, after 30 days, you're a changed man.
Amen.
See, there's another 30-day challenge right there.
There you go. Right.
Read your Bible for 30 days. See what kind of difference it makes in your life.
Oh, my gosh. If you seek after him, he will bless you beyond all measure.
Well, it's a promise that he will. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. You know, seek and you will find.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
God is good.
Well, you're a middle child story that's been turned around. That's great.
Yep. I pray all blessings onto your station and all you people there.
Oh.
Because you do a great service to the Almighty.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
We've never heard it put that way. A great service to the Almighty. That's fun. I like that.
Amen to that.
All right, stay out of trouble.
Family Life Radio.
Hey, we got some exciting news, and it's happening because of you that support Family Life Radio financially. God has opened the door for us to buy a FM radio station in Detroit with a massive signal that'll serve Metro Detroit, Michigan. And because of your support, we're able to do this totally debt-free.
And now we need you to join with us in this excitement to get the word out, and you can help. Coming up this week, Thursday and Friday, we're having a two-day fundraiser where you can help tell a city of about 5 million people that there's a new radio station in Metro Detroit that can help change lives.
And it's super simple to help Family Life Radio get a head start in sharing hope to Metro Detroit with a gift of $250 or more. If you're able to do like a leadership gift of $1,000, that would be phenomenal and a huge help. You can go to myflr.org and click on the Hope for Detroit banner.
Would you consider doing that now? Just think about this. The station that you're listening to is on the radio because Family Life Radio listeners in another city gave to put it on the air. Because obviously before it existed, you couldn't give to it because you didn't even know it was there because it wasn't there. Wow, deductive reasoning.
I think I followed that.
Yeah. All right. Sure. So here's what we're wondering. Can we get 5 people to give whatever God has laid in your heart? Maybe you can't quite do the 250. Whatever God's called you to do, maybe you can do a little more, like Misty said, $1,000. That will really help out. Just go to myflr.org. And again, make sure you click on that Hope for Detroit banner. And thanks for doing that from Family Life Radio. So how are things working out for you? It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I remember when Dr. Phil would say that, usually in a rude manner, when
how's that working for you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is cool. Kyle Eidelman, he is a pastor in Louisville, Kentucky, wrote this book, When Your Way Isn't Working, Finding Purpose and Contentment Through Deep Connection with Jesus. And as we talked with Kyle, we found out that your way, if it's not involving deep connection with God and being connected with Him every day, it's just not going to work. But he also said that it really only works when we get together with other followers of Christ.
John 15, Jesus says, I'm the vine. And he doesn't say you're the branch. He says you're the branches. There's this plural reality to it. When I was studying this, I went to a vineyard. The guy who ran the vineyard, he was explaining that a branch connected to the vine by itself won't stay out of the dirt, and then it can't grow fruit. So that the vineyard guy's job is to take that branch and they weave it together with other branches, and the branches support one another, keep it out of the dirt, and by staying connected to the vine and staying interwoven with one another, it allows them to bear fruit. And I thought, man, that is a great picture of the way God created us to live, where we stay connected to Him, but we don't do that in isolation. When you can include a few other people on that journey, it gives you strength to stay connected. It's not just a you and God thing. It's a you and believers and God thing.
Oh man, I can't be the Lone Ranger anymore? What a bummer.
I know. It's interesting because I was just reading a study actually just a couple of minutes ago. I ran across it talking about how many people identify as Christians or as people of faith compared to 10, 20 years ago, and the number keeps declining. And I think about like, man, so does our connection though.
Mm-hmm.
We keep getting farther and farther away from each other and thus farther and farther away from God.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah.
Being connected to God involves connection to each other. It's how He designed it. Hmm. What do you think? Yeah. Do you have any opinions on this? Love to get your take on that. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. So what's your good news? Give us a call, 888-888-9976. Josh is with us this morning.
Well, I just wanted to tell y'all first, thank you for this awesome radio station. The music and programming has just changed my life. But I veered away from Him and I wound up spending about 5.5 years in prison. Before I got out, I just gave everything to God where it should have been in the first place. And by His grace, a miracle that only He could perform, I will have a clean record, not a thing to my name at all. He has reached down and just wiped that slate completely clean.
Wow.
Beautiful.
How did that happen?
The irony of it is it actually happened through an officer in my hometown who realized there was an open door. He happened to be a man of God also, but he realized there's an open door here. And he actually helped work things out to help me to get an attorney that would take everything and do what needed to be done. And he actually told her what needed to be done.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And I want to tell everybody, it doesn't matter what you're going through in life, and it doesn't matter how impossible you think that situation is. We serve a God that is bigger than that situation, and all you have to do is step out in faith and give it to Him.
You know, jailbreaks happen in the Bible a couple of times.
That's true. The chains fall away.
That's
the doors
right.
open up.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love that song, Chainbreaker. He's a prison-shaking savior.
That's right.
Thank you for the awesome programming, the awesome music. And please keep it coming.
God bless you. Thank you for sharing your good news with us.
Yeah.
You're very welcome. God bless you, too.
So what's God doing in your life? What's your good news? Call us right now at 888-888-9976. Your story can inspire others.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
So did you know that cancer is linked to forgiveness or unforgiveness, ooh, I should say? It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. Yeah, the Cancer Center Treatments of America say that refusing to forgive makes people sick and it keeps them that way. This is really interesting. In a study they did a few years ago, 61% of cancer patients talked to had forgiveness issues.
Wow.
And all of that 61%. Bitterness. And I know that's a massive percentage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, the bitterness, the hatred created a state of chronic anxiety. And anxiety produces excess adrenaline and cortisol, and both of which will, deplete the production of natural killer cells. Which is what helps your body fight cancer. So unforgiveness is bad for your health. I had no idea.
I didn't either. But it makes sense as to why God really urges us to forgive.
That then there's right. another reason to the
yeah,
list
right?
there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you're having a hard time forgiving somebody, I encourage you for your own health. But just the fact that you're going to feel 1,000 pounds lighter when you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Your body will thank you.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Love to know if you have chronic illness, do you have unforgiveness in your heart? I've noticed that. Is there a connection there? Maybe you've never noticed until we talked about it today. This is interesting. Anyhow, love to get your take on that. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Man, just ask God, help me forgive. Help me release this person. Because there really is going to release you.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
All right, well, tell us what's going on.
I just wanted to share that last night we're having the GoTel Crusade.
The GoTel Crusade. What is that?
They're focusing on saving souls.
Oh, okay, cool. So somebody's not a follower of Christ. What do they experience there?
Testimony, worship, and of course at the end of the show they go ahead and call out people to go ahead and turn their life over to Christ. And last night my daughter was able to do that.
Hey! Oh! That's awesome.
Yes.
How old is she?
She's 10 years old.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, she's been going to church, and we go to church regularly, and I've never, pushed it on her. We talked about it, but last night she just teared up, and when they called out there, and they said, if anybody out there needs to come and get right with God and turn your life over, and she looked at me, she's like, are you going with me? And I said, yes.
Oh, Mama, that's neat.
And we walked up there, and she gave her life, and I was the proudest mom in the whole wide world.
Well, yeah, and how many moms get to experience that with their kids? Wow. And what's her name?
Her name is Leslie.
Oh, Leslie. Way to go, Leslie.
Yes. I know a lot of people say, it doesn't mean anything. Yes, it does.
Doesn't mean anything? Who says that? I want to talk with him. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.